now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, American.
Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sonny Roberto, and you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Joey, a nice way to start the day, hillbilly boy, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a rough start out of the gate. The truth is, the reason I stepped on you is you weren't there.
Oh,
you literally
really?
Weren't there. At the very top of your open, you weren't there. Oh, I was hearing nothing. You were probably. I thought you were gone. I thought you'd hit the bathroom. Whatever it was, that's why I stepped on you.
I was
you
here.
You literally were not there.
I'm over here now.
You're over there now. We got Big Friday out in front of us, Bob, and on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down. But I should probably run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, and sometimes those devices really come in handy. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. Apple, Android, Windows, or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And in our minds, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including Spano and Black, anywhere around the world.
Indeed, we appreciate your service. We appreciate your protection. We appreciate the freedoms, if some don't.
Well, we do, and on the other side, we'll tip it off. We'll set the table and start knocking things down for a Friday edition of the Attack, so keep it where it is.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't think he got tired. I thought he was great. He said he felt good, and you know, with our season on the line, you know, at the end of the third quarter, he said, "I'm not coming out." You know, and I didn't have no intention on taking him out anyway. I don't care what y'all say. You know, we're going to ride him. And he had another unbelievable game, and that's what we expect of LeBron. And that's what he's been doing his whole career. So, you know, one more game, and we need another one out of him.
That was Tyronn Lue talking about LeBron James and his greatness in the Cavaliers' 115-101 victory in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. And that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, Bob. And we have a big Friday extravaganza on tap for everybody today on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. And I mean, hour number one is going to be dominated by talking Game 6 NBA Finals and the Herculean effort by LeBron James and the Cavaliers' 115-101 victory in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. And we'll go through everything from recapping the game to our takeaways to just all the other ancillary stories that surround Game 6. And that'll dominate the entire hour number one of the Spano and Black Attack. Then in hour number two, we're going to roll into some Major League Baseball. We have a guest at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Kevin Millar from the MLB Network, former Boston Red Sox, former Major League star. We'll talk to him about all things Major League Baseball. And then when we're done with Kevin, we'll probably take the rest of the show, focus a little bit on the U.S. Open out in Oakmont. And then if there's any other sports stories that are grabbing your attention, we'll grab those at the very back of the show. But so that's the rundown of this Friday edition of The Attack. And I think we should kick it off, or tip it off, as it were, talking NBA Finals Game 6. Again, Cavaliers top the Warriors 115-101 out in Cleveland at the Quicken Loans Arena. And all of a sudden, this series is knotted at 3 apiece, with a decisive Game 7 to take place Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time at the Oracle in Oakland. And everybody that's not going to be there can check it out on ABC.
And there you go. And we won't be there, but we'll certainly be checking it out. And it does go to Game 7 as Cleveland takes care of their business in impressive fashion. They got off to the huge start. It started off with a J.R. Smith brick, but everything from there was uphill. And they went and actually took care of everything they needed to take care of. Golden State, one game away of having the best regular season and being a footnote in NBA history as it goes back to Oakland. Steph Curry's wife gets into the act. It was an interesting game in many ways, not always so much with the basketball, but mouthpieces being thrown and stars being thrown out. And don't worry, there's not going to be a conspiracy theory suspension to talk about, but it goes back. It's game seven in a series that is a terrific series. But blowout, 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 and I don't know that you can really consider it a classic NBA series. I don't.
I don't, because none of the games per se, yeah, you go in the seven games, and as a result, in many ways, the series has been close. But each and every one of the six games has been pretty well a blowout. I mean, there's been moments within those six games where the outcome was in doubt, where the team that got blown out most of the way would storm back and make it a little bit of a nail biter. But you haven't had in this six-game series thus far, and what will be a seven-game series, to this point, you haven't had one of those classic nail-biter games decided on the final shot or anything like that. So from that standpoint, it's absolutely not a classic. Where you can make a case that maybe it is a classic, yeah, it's three apiece. Each team in their three victories has thoroughly dominated the other. And when you look at it after six games, it's all tied at three apiece, which means it's as even as can be. And total points scored by each team, and I don't know if you saw this, through six games,
yeah,
despite the fact that each and every game has been a double-digit margin of victory, and most of them have been blowouts almost the entire way. Total points scored by the Cavaliers, 610. Mm-hmm. Total points scored by the Golden State Warriors, 610.
Yeah.
So it's been actually a very evenly matched series, as indicated by each team having won three games and a total point scored. And there's been compelling storylines throughout, and there's been excitement, and there's the Cavaliers digging out of a 3-1 hole. So there are some things that make it a classic series. But to me, while it's been a very good series, it's been entertaining, it's been compelling, and there's been a lot to keep us interested, there is one thing that keeps it from being a classic, and it's what you brought up at the start of all of this. Not one of these games has been in doubt in the final seconds. There hasn't been those great classic closeout moments. And without that, I don't think you can have a classic series. So because of that, but due to the fact that ultimately it's been very even through six games, this is not a classic series. It's kind of one step behind a classic series. It turns out to be a very good series because it goes the distance and you've had some very, very compelling storylines.
Yep, and it still can become a classic series. If Game 7 goes to overtime or Game 7 is decided on a last-second shot in this series, then okay, maybe we'll be discussing it as a classic. But with the blowouts, and yeah, I was aware of that 6-10 stat. But, you know, again, it's been two teams going hammer at tong. They've both had their moments. People will talk about it turning on the Draymond Green suspension, where all of a sudden LeBron James found his mojo. But honestly, it could have gone that way anyway. It just, with the separation in the victories, I could see it as one of those situations where the team that had the upper hand, they just took it impressively. And Golden State has done it. Cleveland has done it as well. But I think one thing that we need to talk about before we get into the minutia of last night's game, Joe, is since the 41-41 of the two stars on Cleveland, LeBron has really taken this series over. And we talked about that during our discussions of the various different games and even in our preview of the series, that at some point he would want to take this series over and just make it his own. Well, he's done that. It is now his series. Whether or not Golden State can stop him one last time and keep it from being his championship remains to be seen. But as of right now, it is LeBron James's series, and he's daring Golden State to stop him.
There's no question about that, Bob. He was the man in Game 5 along with Kyrie Irving. And in Game 6, he was the man along with Tristan Thompson and getting good contributions from Kyrie Irving and J.R. Smith. I mean, he was aggressive, he was attacking, and he was dominant. He was a huge factor in the 31-11 first quarter on the defensive end of the floor. You know, he was out aggressive on Draymond Green, on Steph Curry. He was great at getting and taking advantages of the changes on defense, you know, the changes on defense, and he had Steph Curry on him a lot guarding him, and he took advantage. He got the ball inside to Tristan Thompson. He did a lot in that first quarter, not only scoring and being aggressive, going to the goal and everything else, but really facilitating the offense of others on the way to that 31-11 first quarter lead. Then he was key. Golden State dug back in thanks to Steph Curry in the second quarter. It looked like, oh boy, all that work, all that dominance, and Cleveland's going to go in up single digits at halftime. Well, LeBron was huge in that 5-0 run going into halftime that pushed the Cavaliers' lead back to 16. And then, hey, he stepped up biggest of all when it counted down the stretch. Middle of the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, LeBron was an absolute beast. And he put this team on his back and erased any doubt about who would win this game after Klay Thompson pulled the Golden State Warriors back into this basketball game. We'll talk about that on the other side, roll into some more of the minutia and more of our takeaways here on the Spano and Black Attack. So be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got Gerard, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Finishing touches on a magnificent performance. 41 in back-to-back finals games.
That was Mike Breen on the call. The last three of LeBron's 41 points in the Cavaliers' 115-101 victory bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And go on my Twitter page, at Joe Spano 56, and take my poll. I got a poll up there right now about the greatness of LeBron James. And I ask the question, is he the best in the NBA today? We all know how I feel about it. We all know how Bob feels about it. We want to know how you feel about it. So make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Joe Spano 56. Take the poll, and we'll get to the results on the Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But, Bob, let's get back to this 115-101 dismantling of the Warriors by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it really was spurred by the greatness of LeBron James, and we've been talking about it a lot. He truly was the man. He was aggressive. He was attacking. He was dominant. And again, we talked about it in the first quarter where he took advantage of the fact that Golden State started their death lineup, which we didn't think they should have done.
Right.
We thought, and your idea of Anderson Varejao looks like it would have worked out great. Well, they started with the death lineup. They switched everything. LeBron took advantage of all those switches, ended up with Steph Curry guarding him a lot in that first quarter. Curry ended up in foul trouble, and it plagued him throughout this basketball game. And LeBron was able to take advantage of that, not only beat him on the bounce and get to the cup and score that way, but he did an awful lot in the early going to facilitate the offense of others, whether it be Tristan Thompson on lobs or whoever it was, and the Cavaliers jumped out to that big 31-11 lead. I thought every bit as huge as that, and as big as what he did from the middle of the third quarter to garbage time in the fourth, him spurring that 5-0 run and that 5-0 run by the Cavs at halftime as Golden State was digging back in and threatening to make this a single digits game, that run at the end of the half that made that brought this one back out to 16, I thought that was huge and a real turning point in the game. And then you had Klay Thompson, who was ice cold in the first half. It was Steph Curry that kept them around in the first half. And when I say they, I mean the Golden State Warriors. It was Klay Thompson and his heroics in the second half that helped bring Golden State back within hailing distance. But, you know, LeBron was not to be denied. When you look from 5:38 of the third quarter to 2:59 of the fourth, which was really at that point, it was garbage time. LeBron scored or assisted on 35 of 36 Cavaliers points. I think those things that we just talked about illustrate how dominant LeBron was in this basketball game and how great he was on both ends of the floor, and that was a big factor. He was great on the offensive end. He was every bit as valuable and as important on the defensive end, and that illustrated his greatness in this game and how he pulled his team and willed his team to victory, even in adverse situations as things started to unravel a little bit for the Cavaliers as the game went along at times.
Yeah, no question about it. And you talked about what went on at the end of the first half. And, you know, LeBron, and we talked about what lineup we thought should be out there. It was interesting that he saw something that he could exploit. As you said, he had Steph Curry on him a lot. If you noticed, he was trusting his outside shot a lot more yesterday, and he was calling for guards to come set screens so he could work around the smaller bodies and give the threat of either driving to the cup, which he's done throughout the whole series and continued to do last night, or pulling up and taking the jump shot. And Golden State really didn't have an answer for it. One of the things that State has done is they've kind of given him the lane. And what I mean by that is, yeah, they're defending it, but they're not dropping people into the box, as it were, and just trying to keep him from slamming down some shots or double and triple teaming him as he's making people rotate in his direction or trying to. They're letting the guy guard him one-on-one, and if LeBron happens to beat them, okay, so be it. But he was doing more with his outside shot yesterday They didn't have an answer for that. And he was dishing and making the people around him better throughout the entire game. As you said, at one point in time, 35 out of 36 points that he was directly involved in. Well, when a guy's playing on that kind of level, there's really not much you can do. I understood Kerr's philosophy as far as letting him drive to the lane and having one guy responsible for that, but he just exploited them all the way around, and Golden State had absolutely no answers.
And I think something you talked about at the beginning of all of that, his outside shot coming into play. Early in the series, he struggled with his outside shot, and they would drop off of LeBron a little bit, and they would put and they would dare him to hit that shot, and it would clog the lane up a little bit for him, where it wasn't as easy for him to get in the lane. But with guys like J.R. Smith and Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson on the floor, and even Kevin Love, because say what you want, you can't drop off of Kevin Love and leave him not covered. He's not Nick Collison. So with that said, you really can't double and triple team LeBron. There are too many offensive weapons out there for the Cleveland Cavaliers and too many guys that can space the floor. But early in the series, when the outside shot wasn't going or LeBron was reticent to take it, they would drop off him a little bit, dare him to shoot that shot, and whoever was defending him would be in better position to cut off the lane. All of a sudden, he starts taking the outside shot. The outside shot starts falling. Now you got to go out and play him on the perimeter, and you can't give him the open three or the open deep two. And that's opening up the lane for him that much more. And I think that's proven to be pivotal. And, you know, if you looked in game five, he was good from three. And even last night, again, you know, in his 43 minutes, efficient. You know, I knew he would score 30-plus, and I talked about this yesterday, but I thought the key to it was would it be an efficient 30-plus. Well, it turned out to be 41 in his 43 minutes, 16 for 27 from the field, 3 for 6 from deep. So he was 50% on his three-pointers on six attempts, plus he hit a couple of deep twos. So you can see what happens. The efficiency from the perimeter opens everything else up inside for LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you saw a ton of great alley-oop passes, and Tristan Thompson was the beneficiary of a great many of those. You know, and LeBron chipped in 11 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 blocks, and just 1 turnover in his 43 minutes. He was just incredible last night, and he was dominant when they needed him the most. These weren't empty numbers. They were not only efficient and dominant on both ends of the floor, but when they needed him the most, get out to the good start, he's huge. Make the big run going into halftime, he's a big factor. When Klay Thompson is almost single-handedly bringing the Golden State Warriors back into this basketball game, and the Cavaliers suddenly, they're not getting into their offense quickly. Things are kind of falling apart. Defensively, they're not quite as sharp as they had been throughout the game, and they played terrific defense in this game. LeBron took it upon himself to will this team to victory. So there's nothing empty about these numbers. He was incredible in this game, and he showed you why Bob and I think that he's still, all apologies to Steph Curry and all these other guys, why he's still the best player in the NBA today. And I think time will show, and he'll go down as one of the 5 best players in NBA history. And the reason is what he can do on both ends of the floor and what he does in big spots, despite what many people think.
No question about it. And, Joe, you know, we talked about all the ebb and flow and how Cleveland had taken care of their business in the first quarter. Golden State looked like they were going to make a run and were making runs in the second quarter and make it really interesting at halftime. A name that I never thought we were going to mention in this series and maybe never again in basketball, Dante Jones, having an impact on this basketball game with an old-school three-point play and another basket in this nice little one-and-a-half-minute, two-minute stretch at about the four-minute mark of the second quarter, maybe five-minute mark of the second quarter, and literally just stopping the momentum of Golden State right in its tracks. And for the just couple of minutes that he was on the court in the game, the five-minute stretch, 5 points and a rebound, and they were key points. And he made all three of his three-throw attempts, made the old-school three-point play, and literally threw a roadblock up in front of Golden State for about 90 seconds that they didn't have any way of dealing with. He just made a couple of basketball plays. And by the way, LeBron was responsible for him doing that too.
Well said, Bob. I mean, you know, as great as LeBron was and as important as he was to this victory, and he was the most important piece, and he's why the Cavaliers won, Tristan Thompson was the second best player on the floor.
No question.
And he was a key, and he allows Cleveland to play small for so many reasons on both ends of the floor. And on the other side, we'll explore why he was so important. And then we'll explore what went wrong for the Golden State Warriors. And we'll take a little bit of a look ahead to Game 7. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, that had nothing to do with the outcome. The outcome was decided. But he had every right to be upset. You know, he's the MVP of the league. He gets six fouls called on him. Three of them were absolutely ridiculous. You know, he steals the ball from Kyrie clean at one point. LeBron flops on the last one. Jason Phillips falls for that, for a flop. This is the MVP of the league. We're talking about these touch fouls in the NBA Finals.
Let me be clear. We did not lose because of the officiating. They totally outplayed us, and Cleveland deserved to win. But those three of the six fouls were incredibly inappropriate calls for anybody, much less the MVP of the league.
Well, a little gamesmanship from Steve Kerr brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as we roll on here on a Friday. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. Bob, and before we went to the break, we were talking about the importance of Tristan Thompson and why he is so important in allowing Cleveland to play this smaller lineup, especially against the death lineup of Golden State. Not only on the offensive end, but very much on the defensive end. He dominates the glass, and he's dominated the boards this entire series.
Yep.
And this entire series, he's been a dominant presence on the boards, both the offensive and defensive glass. And he was again last night. His ability by the rim offensively, dominating on the interior. He's not a traditional post player, but he's a great alley-oop player, a good pick-and-roll player, and he can turn his offensive rebounds into put-back points. It doesn't always have to come back out. So right. He dominates interior scoring, interior rebounding, and presence. And he's an undersized big, but he's very, very athletic. So when you're playing against another small team, his ability, when he's caught in the pick and roll, to switch out and defend on anybody on the court 1 through 5 really serves the Cavaliers well. That's where he's important on the defensive end of the floor. That's where he was so good last night, and it was one of the driving forces, along with LeBron and his effort on defense, that allowed that Cavaliers defense to be so good throughout this basketball game, Bob. And it was one of the other key reasons that the Cavaliers won. I think me and you both agree. This Game 6 victory was really all about LeBron and his ability and his want to and his will to win and his ability to take over in a must-win situation. But I talked about it on Thursday. He was going to need somebody to come along for the ride with him, and he couldn't score 100 points by himself.
Right.
Today's NBA. And he got those contributions, most notably Tristan Thompson, who was huge. Kyrie Irving was very, very solid on the offensive end of the floor. J.R. Smith chipped in with some points. Richard Jefferson chipped in with some rebounds and some defense and the occasional timely points. But it was really about LeBron James and then Tristan Thompson. And those were two huge keys to this victory for the Cavaliers.
Oh, there's no question about it. And various different players at various different times help stop that momentum. And that's why I mentioned Dante Jones. Joe, I know it looks like a little thing in the stat line, but they were starting to gather momentum. Thompson had some key rebounds during that stretch as well. And, you know, we've talked about role players and their ability to be able to do things at home that they don't necessarily do on the road. They got that, Cleveland did, in this basketball game. Now, not statistically where you're looking at it and you were blown away by certain guys, but just in key moments. You mentioned Richard Jefferson and some of the defense that he did. And you know, again, the same thing with Jones. It just – they're role guys, and once you get out of that big three, everybody else is a role guy. Stepped up big. J.R. Smith had a controlled – game for the most part. You know, he had a couple of shots where you just shook your head, but that's J.R. Smith. And Tristan Thompson was the second best player on the basketball court, and then ended up being key in this basketball game because he effectively took Draymond Green out of it, who had a disappointing game. And Draymond Green being their best defender, the fact that he had to deal with Thompson and was unable to do so in many ways also contributed to Golden State's loss because he couldn't focus on some of the other players and give help on LeBron that they would have liked to have had him do as much as they would have liked to have had him do it. So, you know, it was a terrific effort by Cleveland. Whether or not this can translate and these guys will step up again on the road, which is a discussion we will have, remains to be seen. But Cleveland did what they needed to do, and now we go back to Game 7.
Great point about Tristan Thompson's effort and it not allowing Draymond Green to spend a lot of time helping or being the primary defender on LeBron James. I don't know if it would have mattered. I think he could have thrown a brick wall at LeBron last night. He was going to will his team to victory, and he was going to demand excellence from himself, and he was going to deliver it. Now, one of the guys, you know, you talked about Dante Jones and an underappreciated, and you look at the stat line, and you don't think much of it. But some of, that effort late in the second quarter really was important and valuable for the Cavaliers. I want to talk about something that I noticed going into game six that I thought would be a key factor here. Now, we had talked about Andrew Bogut being out and who would replace him in the lineup. Yesterday, I talked a lot about how valuable a piece he is for the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, you look at the numbers and the minutes per game and the fact that he plays about 60 out of 80 games because he's always hurt. So you say, Joe, how valuable could this guy be to this 73-win team that has Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green? Well, when you look at what Andrew Bogut can do, the Golden State Warriors do not have any other 7-footer on their roster that can do all of those things that he can do. And they have a very hard time replacing him when they have to go with any size. And I'll point out a couple of things, and you can run with this a little bit. And here's why they miss him. Obviously, they have rim protectors equal to Andrew Bogut. Festus Ezeli is probably a better rim protector than Andrew Bogut. They have rebounders that are the equal of Andrew Bogut. Ezeli and Anderson Varejão probably are as good a rebounders, if not maybe even better at this stage of the game, than Andrew Bogut. But you know where Bogut's important? On the offensive end of the floor. His ability as a screener allows those guards to get open. With him not on the floor, you go to the death lineup, you're not getting those screens. Guys weren't open early. And the other thing is, he's their third best passer amongst the starters. And maybe you could make a case the fourth best passer overall after Andre Iguodala. But when he's not on the floor, the ball can get sticky. He's a tremendous passing big man. And those were two things that I noticed early in this game. His presence on the offensive end was missing in that his screens that get those perimeter players open, there was nobody there that could set them like he can. And when they did go big and they had size on the floor, the ball got incredibly sticky, because none of their other big men can move the ball in any fashion similar to the way Andrew Bogut can, because he's a superior passer. So his combined skill set was sorely missed by the Golden State Warriors. It forced them to overexpose that death lineup, and we talked about it together on Wednesday. Overexposure of that death lineup hurts it an awful lot, and we saw that early as it got obliterated coming out of the blocks, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's fair all the way around. And I think you make really good points about he might not necessarily be the best rebounder or rim protector at this point. But I'll tell you something. Passing, there's absolutely no question he helps facilitate that offense in a major way. The same way that Draymond Green does. But when the both of them are on the court and they're able to do it together, then they're really in sync. That hurt. I'll tell you the other thing, though, Joe. And there's certain big men, and you can't substitute big. He sets screens. His physicality, when guys are peeling off the screens that he sets, the defenders are just going, oh my God, because it hurts when you run into him, when you have to get around him and he's got that hip out there, or, you know, his entire body runs into you at a given point. He's so good at making you pay for the defensive effort that you make on your offensive opponent, that by the third quarter, by the fourth quarter, when he's on the court, they don't want to make that commitment anymore, or they're a half step slow from being slowed down by the physicality of Andrew Bogut. He's one of those guys, when you run into him, you go, ouch. And that's a big part of his game. It's very underappreciated in today's NBA because of the propensity towards everything being from long range, long range, long range. But when you are trying to peel off defenders and get into the lane and make guys pay, Andrew Bogut is one of the most physical guys who will make you pay an extreme physical price for trying to go through him or around him. And those guys are worn out by the end of the game, and it shows in how they're able to separate in the fourth quarter as a team because the defenders are a half step slow. He is a huge part of that.
And if you're unsure of the impact, witness game four, where Golden State made all the key shots late and the Cavaliers could not buy a bucket down the stretch. His presence is important and extremely important to this team. And, you know, I guess this would be a good place to kind of roll this forward. You know, you looked at the role players, and Bogut's one of those role players. And you talked about some of the role players and what they did for Cleveland. Golden State, their role players outside of Leandro Barbosa came up incredibly small last night. Now, obviously, we always talk about role players better at home than they are on the road. But they need contributions in a positive way in Game 7 from a Harrison Barnes, from a Festus Ezeli, from an Anderson Varejao. Those guys from a Sean Livingston, those guys are going to have to step up if the Golden State Warriors are going to win a decisive Game 7. And the big reason for that is, as we move along in this series, it's the Golden State Warriors who've been getting all banged up. There's going to be no Andrew Bogut for Game 7. There may be an Andre Iguodala.
Maybe.
But as somebody who spent a life suffering with back spasms, as a lot of athletic people do, they're severe on Thursday night. So now you're going to really start your treatment on Friday morning. You're going to play on Sunday night. Muscle relaxers, therapy, stim, ice, heat, Bobby. Sunday night to go play a basketball game after dealing with back spasms is an uphill battle. You may feel fine when you get out on the court. A little athletic competition, a little physicality, bend the wrong way, he could tighten right back up. So you may have a diminished Andre Iguodala if you have him at all. You're not going to have Andrew Bogut. Steph's getting beat up. He was shaking his hand yesterday. The injuries are compiling on Steph Curry. And besides, the worm is completely turned. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers that have all the confidence and momentum now, as they've won two straight and staved off elimination. So in an all-hands-on-deck Game 7, the Cavaliers are healthy, they're fresher, they're focused. They got all the confidence, and it's the Golden State Warriors, despite being at home, who are all banged up and have all the doubts. Boy,
no question.
You know, you want to talk about a team in peril in their own building in a deciding Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That's the Golden State Warriors for sure.
No question, brother.
And we'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Oh, we haven't heard beans in a while, right, buddy?
Yeah, well, you haven't been sitting here.
Do I get to hear your beans?
you can hear the fallout from beans all you want if you like.
There you go. No, that's all right. Thanks. I think I'll pass. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number if you want to chime in with your beans. And we'd love to hear from you at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Joe mentioned a poll that he put up about LeBron James, so feel free to visit Twitter and go vote on that as well. And, you know, look, Joe, I thought you made some great points before we went to the break. But, again, we'll see how it plays out at home. I think when you talk about a Game 7, even though Golden State's not performing particularly well at this point, it's equal pressure. I don't believe it tilts one way or the other towards one particular team. However, I do think the pressure does fall on Golden State's role players to step up and have more of a contribution that they've had in many instances in this series, particularly on the road. And Cleveland, they needs to get the contribution out of the guys that have stepped up thus far throughout this series. But again, you're away from home, which makes it more difficult to do.
Here's the deal. It's going to be LeBron, and he needs a running mate, and they have a chance. For Golden State, I just think the worm has turned in this series, and the pressure's mounting as you go from down 3-1, all knotted up 3-3, just ask the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll be watching. We'll talk about it more as Hour 2 unfolds. Let's step aside right now, and then we'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Egyptian officials say searchers recover another black box from the Egyptair jetliner that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. The discovery of the flight data recorder comes a day after Egypt announces the recovery of the plane's cockpit voice recorder. The co-owner of a Florida gun shop giving his take on the time the Orlando gunman visited his shop. Robert Abel of Lotus Gunworks in Jensen Beach said that one of the store's employees became suspicious when Omar Mateen requested body armor and bulk ammunition. He couldn't pin down exactly what date Mateen had entered the store before the massacre at Pulse Nightclub. He did say, however, that they did alert the FBI. Donald Trump looking back on a year of campaigning.
So, you know, it's 1 year ago tonight. It's such a great day.
He held a rally last night and reminisced about when he got into the presidential race, telling stories about all the winners that endorsed him over the year. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The military is looking into two Marines in Southern California that allegedly threatened to attack gay bars. The investigation began after a picture surfaced on social media showing a uniformed corporal holding a rifle with his finger near the trigger, and the caption reads, "Coming to a gay bar near you." The head of the CIA makes some shocking admissions to Congress. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
The head of the CIA testified before Congress and admitted things are not going the way President Obama has been claiming in the war on terror. John Brennan admitted ISIS is likely to attack more outside of the ground war in Iraq and Syria.
The group's foreign branches and global networks can help preserve its capacity for terrorism regardless of events in Iraq and Syria. In fact, as the pressure mounts on ISIL, we judge that it will intensify its global terror campaign to maintain its dominance of the global terrorism agenda.
Brennan also stated ISIS continues to have significant amounts of income from selling oil on the black market. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
11 people are in the hospital after a chemical spill at an Illinois candy factory. Officials say the incident happened early this morning at Nestle's Willy Wonka candy factory in Itasca. The building was evacuated after 5 gallons of lithium chloride spilled inside the facility. Philadelphia is about to tax its sugary soft drinks. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has the details.
Philly City Council voted to pass a 1.5 cents per ounce tax on sugar added and artificially sweetened soft drinks. That would add 18 cents to the price of a can of soda and more than a dollar for 6 packs and 2 liter bottles. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney championed the tax and praised the council for resisting opposition from the beverage industry.
They spent a long time twisting the facts of this whole debate on television with millions of dollars, and that wasn't effective, so we'll fight the next fight when it comes.
Supporters say the tax will go toward expanding pre-kindergarten programs in Philadelphia, as well as helping city parks and recreation centers. Critics charge the tax will drive business out of the city, costing jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Walt Disney World says it's putting up signs to warn people about alligators. The resort beaches at Disney World were closed yesterday as state officials continued their investigation into the death of a 2-year-old boy who was attacked by an alligator this week. It's not certain when or where the signs will be posted. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we could do that. We could just continue with the show. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast, and the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Joe, got to set it up quick. Kevin Millar on the other side.
We sure do, Bob. We got a big hour two on tap for you. I'll run that down real quick, and then we'll dive into the ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go. As you said, Kevin Millar on the other side, 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll talk all things Major League Baseball with the former Major League star and member of the MLB Network. Then we're going to dive back into some other things and some other fallout from Game 6 NBA Finals. And before we take you home, we'll make sure we check the leaderboard on the U.S. Open Golf Tournament out at Oakmont and just talk about, you know, the day one action, which there wasn't much of as it was suspended by rain three times before they finally suspended it for the day, and they've just completed the first run round out at Oakmont. So we'll get to that. That'll be our hour number two. But let's talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. You've got iHeartRadio, a versatile app that you can download to your favorite Android device, your favorite Apple device, or your favorite Windows device, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. Again, Apple, Android, Windows, or just go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And that coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And to Bob and I, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including Spano and Black, all over the globe.
Greatly appreciated, giving you a little taste of home.
Kevin Millar joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Kevin Millar. And Kevin, welcome aboard MLB Network and College World Series and all kinds of good stuff. But let's start about the good work that you're doing with Allstate.
Boys, how you guys doing? Man, Allstate, this is their third year teaming up as an NCAA partner, and they're going to reward fans who show their good hands in the stands, and they'll make a $500 donation per foul ball caught and $1,000 for every home run ball caught, and we're going to raise up to $25,000 to a local charity, Boys Town. They're trying to get themselves a nice cross-country track, so Allstate's doing a great job. It's going to be a lot of fun in Omaha, and the College World Series getting ready to roll.
You know, good work, great work by Allstate, giving back to the community. Let's talk a little college baseball World Series. A lot of times our audiences don't get into college baseball until the college baseball World Series shows up. Give us I know it's getting near time to unfold. Give us a quick thumbnail sketch on who some of the favorites might be going into the college baseball World Series out in Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm taking a sleeper, TCU. I like the purple. So I live out in Austin. I got a couple buddies that went to TCU, and it'd be tough to go against them. But, I mean, Oklahoma could be a nice one. You know, this is what makes it fun. You got eight teams. You got a chance to win the World Series. You play well at the right time at any given night. And, you know, I always like the underdogs because, you know, you saw the little home run that was hit, that grand slam from, I think it was a backup catcher, freshman, that put him in the World Series, and all these moments you'll see for many years. But this is the one time college baseball gets a chance on the national stage to be viewed by all of us. You know, we always see the March Madness and college football. We all know on Saturdays we're loitered around our couches and rooting for our favorite college team. But you get a chance to see college baseball and see some of the kids that were drafted in this June, you know, this last June draft here, and it makes it for an exciting time. It really does.
Kevin, talk to our fans a little bit about how the process goes about, the elimination process. They're used to the NCAA tournament, one and done. Talk about how these teams got to this point and the process going forward as they try to win the World Series.
Well, obviously, I believe, you know, you get a chance to, you know, if you lose one, you got to win four straight. And you know when your back gets behind the wall once you lose a game. If you lost the first game. And it's a similar thing, like we were down in three games to none to the New York Yankees in 2004. We had to win four straight in a seven-game series. It's like any seven-game series, but I think the mindset going in is you're trying to just win a game that day. And that's the fun part about this, you know, a tournament play, is that, you know, you don't know who you're going to play. You get matched up. There's seeds, obviously, not as many as we see in the March Madness college, you know, college basketball. But these teams have fought all year. They've won their regional that they get put into. And then now here they are in Omaha, Nebraska, which is the most exciting place to be as a college baseball player. I never had a chance to go there. This is going to be my first time, and I can't wait. And Allstate, like I said, doing such a great job of raising some great money. And so as a player, these kids will remember this for the rest of their life.
Well said. Those are the dulcet tones of former MLB star and current analyst at the MLB Network, Kevin Millar, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's go to the Major League Baseball gridiron, where you spend each and every day watching, and you spent each and every day playing for a long time. Pete Rose has been rather vocal. Sometimes I wish he wouldn't be. But he's been vocal in expressing that he's the all-time hit king here, but in Japan they made him the all-time hit queen. I think we'd all agree that Ichiro's achievement's great, but he's not the Major League Baseball hit king. But give us your thoughts on his contribution and the impact of his record and what his achievement and how great it is.
Yeah, you know, Ichiro's the first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion. I played against him. He was like Elvis in Seattle. He's, you know, he's a 20-plus or less than 20-plus hits away from 3,000. He's got 4,257 professional hits, but he's got less than 3,000 in the major leagues. That's the number we focus on. I mean, you can't add Japanese baseball to Major League Baseball, period. I mean, there's not even a comparison. And what Ichiro's done over the length of his career personally is magnificent. But Pete Rose is the hit king for Major League Baseball. That's the bottom line, whether you like him or not. And obviously Pete Rose says some stuff at times that rubs the wrong way to people, but you can't take away from who he was as a Major League Baseball player. He played the game the right way. My dad and that generation all wanted to be like Pete Rose, and I think what Ichiro's done is awesome. But he's going for 3,000 hits at the major league level, and that's the number that we focus on. You can't even debate should this be, you know, joined, because if that's the case, then let's add in everybody's minor league stats, because that's professional baseball. So it doesn't make sense. It's a fun conversation, but I think we put that to rest and focus on Ichiro getting his next 20 hits.
Yeah, no question about it, Kevin. And, you know, one of the things that Joe and I have talked about, and we agree with you wholeheartedly, you can't combine all these various different leagues. It just doesn't work. But in Ichiro's greatness, and we don't want to take away from that storyline, what he's been able to do by coming over at the age that he did at 27 and still approaching 3,000 hits, and he'll get there, in my mind, makes him a no-brainer Hall of Famer, number one. But you've been in the clubhouse. You've been on the field. You understand how it is for a player that's coming in from a foreign country to overcome the obstacles of language and culture and food and travel and the various different things that go on a major league level and still perform to the excellence that Ichiro did. To me, that makes his achievements on the major league level even more impressive.
Yeah, he's such a special guy. Like I said, when he first came on the scene, we remember watching his arm strength. He threw like Vladimir Guerrero. He ran like Deion Sanders. He was a cool player. He had the Oakleys on. He had the swag at the plate. You know, in batting practice, he could hit home runs. People thought about him hitting more home runs, you know, during the year. But he chose to hit close to 330, 40, and 50 for many years. He was a guy that was a tough at bat, would fight you, hit balls away, and he would chop balls. He'd be safe. Ground ball is short. You couldn't even bobble. I remember, you know, he'd hit a ground ball to short and be safe. I'd look at him, I'm like, bro. I mean, he was a 3-6, 3-7 to first base. It was just, he was an amazing type, you know, unique player that we haven't seen. And what he's done to keep his body healthy at this age. I mean, his body hasn't changed. You know, he looks like Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter did 20 years later, the exact same player. I mean, there wasn't a pound put on, and he's moving well. You know, and is, you know, over 40, and he's just a cool guy, and he knows a lot more English than people think, or that he lets on. He's funny. He came up to hip hop music. You know, I remember he'd always come up to Usher, and he's like, he'd get a hit, and he'd look at me and go, "Millar, that's my bad, my bad." But he was just a great guy to root for, and I'm excited that, you know, what he's done at this level. Like you said, at age 27, I played many years in winter ball, and it's not easy going into another culture, starting with the food, starting with just how to get around in a translator, and he's done a great job of adapting to the American society and the American game of baseball.
Real quick, before we let you bounce, Kevin, we want to keep you somewhat on schedule. I'll go back to some more Pete Rose comments. He talked about the fact that the Cubs, while they're far and away having the best regular season this year in the major leagues, he said a team that hasn't won for over 100 years will blow it. We know the comment's ridiculous, but is this Cubs team that much better than everybody else in the major leagues? And will Theo Epstein shore up the bullpen at the deadline? And will that make them almost unbeatable come the postseason?
Yeah, that's not a great comment by Pete Rose, period. I mean, when I was with the Red Sox, we hadn't won in 86 years. Every team has its own identity and a unique gift, and they won 98 games last year. I look at the additions that they made. They sign a John Lackey. They go out and get a Jason Hayward. Ben Zobrist has been such a great addition to this club. They have such great youth talent, obviously, with Rizzo and Chris Bryant at the corners, Addison Russell at shortstop. They've proven right now that they are the best team in baseball, and that's okay. Now, come October, are they going to win the World Series? Time will tell, but Theo Epstein's had this before in Boston. He's done a great job of drafting the last 4 years. You know, in Chicago, they have a plethora of young talent. Even losing a Kyle Schwarber, third game of the year, who I think is the best, you know, hitter from the left side that you'll see in this organization for a lot of years as far as power-wise. But you got to give them credit. It's an exciting time to be a Cubs fan, and there's no reason to hate on them and say they're going to blow it by any means. Let's root for them. I love Major League Baseball right now, the parity in baseball. But they're, you know, they have a chance to run away from this division. They got Pittsburgh coming in over Father's Day weekend, and they have St. Louis coming in right after that. I mean, this is one of those teams that can really, you know, go into double digits in that Central. And you know, you got to tip your hat to what Theo and this organization and Joe Maddon have done as a Cubs fan.
Kevin, thanks so much for a few. Wish we had a little more time, but I will ring you up again down the line as the Major League Baseball season unfolds. We'll get you on. And anybody that wants to see you, they can see you all over the MLB Network. Tell them exactly where.
Uh-oh, at Attentional Talk, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 Eastern time. We're there yipping and yapping a little bit. But, boys, I appreciate you having me on, and thank you to Allstate for donating and raising some great money for that Boys Town charity.
Right back at you, Kevin. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for a few. Really do appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. That was Kevin Millar joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, back to the NBA Finals we go. Got a couple more loose ends to tie up before we get to U.S. Open Golf. That's all next on the Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. But you be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
No, it ain't, but we're here anyway. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Hey, Joey, just a couple things with Kevin before we get back to the basketball. And oh, by the way, Meatloaf collapsed on stage last night. We wish him our best. They don't know what the status is with him right now, but he collapsed at the end of a performance, and he was always fun to watch. You could hear with Millar, it you know how it is that sometimes old men say stupid things.
Well
Pete Rose has fallen into that category. I mean, you know, I get wanting to protect his
old
legacy,
men, bitter,
and everything.
Bitter men, it's all the same, and that's what's happened with Pete Rose. He's not so much old as he is bitter.
He's getting up there in age too.
He's bitter more than anything else, and he's been saying dumb stuff for years, decades now.
Well, you know what it is, too, and I mean, we had Senior on, Ken Griffey Senior, a couple of days ago, and you know, he was talking about him as a teammate and everything else, but that next generation removed Millar. They respect what Rose did on the field, but they're tired of his nonsense, and I think in a private conversation, if you talked to some of the guys that are retired who are in their 40s and their 50s now, they would say the same thing. It's just like, you know, he needs to just shut the hell up and just, you know, go away. Go to your card shows.
In our limited time with him, you know, because we spent a few minutes on the College Baseball World Series, I wanted to dive into, you know, the impact of the Ichiro record and what it means or doesn't mean.
Right.
You know? I mean, I covered that with Mike Axisi yesterday, but you know, you've got Kevin Millar, former Major League star and currently member of the MLB Network on Intentional Talk, and you've got to ask him about it. And, you know, then while we're talking that, he made other comments, and the Cubs are the best team in baseball right now.
Yeah.
You'd like to get his thoughts on the silliness of that comment. There's not many weaknesses with the Cubs, and the bullpen actually hasn't been bad this year, but with the volume of young guys they have available to trade – and that being their biggest weakness and how important the bullpen is for the postseason, Theo Epstein's going to be aggressive. And once the Yankees become sellers, if they're smart enough to become sellers this year, they've got two pieces that they will definitely sell, Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. And I would expect the Cubs to be in play for one or both of them and the Texas Rangers to be in play for one or both of them, as they both need bullpen pieces. And if the Yankees sell those two pieces, along with Carlos Beltran, to an American League team that needs a bat to play DH that thinks they're in it, the Yankees can reshape their short and long-term future by bringing back somewhere in the area of 10 to 12 prospects, six of which will be the top two or three prospects in teams' farm systems. And of those 10 to 12 prospects, four or five are going to be ready to contribute in the 2017 season. It will be very much like what the Detroit Tigers did in trading Yoannis Cespedes
Yeah.
And David Price. And they were out of it last year. They sold. They made that tough decision to reboot. And now if you look at their lineup and at their rotation, some of the guys they got back in those trades are dotting their rotation, dotting their lineup, and paying immediate dividends. And there's four or five guys down on their farm ready to pay dividends in a year or two that came as a result of those two trades.
No question about it. And you know, they're going to have hard decisions to make as the deadline approaches. But as you said, you can do a lot of work. And Theo Epstein, I mean, let's be honest about it. He doesn't make too many mistakes. And the hire by the Ricketts family to get him in place and do what he does best, and that shape competitive teams and teams that can win championships, is finally paying off. And they are, right now, the best team in baseball.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we swing back to NBA Finals? And we do have some final things to discuss. We'll look ahead to Game 7, and we'll do that more. You know, we're actually, this is going to be our last chance. It's Friday. The game is on Sunday. So we right. should look ahead to Game 7 NBA Finals, get back to some of the other things and storylines that surround Game 6. But I guess in looking ahead to Game 7, and we talked about this a lot in our recap, the worm is definitely turned. You know, when you're up 3-1, you're in so many ways playing with house money. If we don't win tonight, yeah, we want to win tonight and get it over with, but we always have the next game. Well, the next game is now gone because they've lost two straight. Yes, Golden State has the advantage of this game being on their home floor. That's right now just about their only advantage. Because when you look at it, they don't have the advantage as far as health. No Andrew Bogut, maybe no Andre Iguodala. If they have him, he's going to be all kinds of diminished. Steph Curry keeps accumulating injuries. You know, there's the knee, there's the ankle, the hand, which really wasn't a big factor. But things are just, the Knicks are accumulating on Steph Curry. And he certainly, I mean, he had a good game six. Wasn't a great game six. He kept them in it in the first half. But he certainly hasn't put his stamp on this series. Then you look at the momentum factors and take momentum for what it is. But the Cleveland Cavaliers have all the momentum and all the confidence at this point. So when I look at this series, that the fact that they do have the best player on the floor right now for either club in LeBron James, and you could make a case maybe they have the second best player on the floor for either club in Kyrie Irving. So when you look at the direction of this outside of home court advantage, I don't see very many advantages for the Golden State Warriors, and an awful lot of this is pointing towards a LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers win for me. That's how I'm looking at this, and that's how I see this unfolding on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've talked about it. We both picked Cleveland in this series for the reasons that we entailed when we were previewing, but you cannot get away from certain things. The Golden State has just been nearly invincible on their home court. And that will come into play. Their fans will be raucous. It no matter what the dings are and what the hurt is and what the physicality is involving the players in the series, it's the last game of the season. It's all hands on deck. Everybody's going to put it out there if they're capable of doing it in any way, shape, or form. I agree with you completely about Iguodala. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. And once you're into the basketball game itself, it's literally a coin flip. The back is either going to stiffen up or it's not going to stiffen up. And if it stiffens up, he won't be effective. And yet again, they will be at a disadvantage. But to me, for everything that's going to go on in this basketball game, the key is which Draymond Green shows up for this basketball game. The one who has been chippy and effective sometimes, the one who has been chippy and ineffective sometimes, or the guy who just seems emotionally detached sometimes. He can posture around the court all he wants. He's not getting it done on a consistent basis on the basketball court. And that's been one of the big issues with him. Joe, if he doesn't perform, they will lose. If he performs, they will win.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not ready to say by any stretch that if Draymond Green performs, Golden State wins. I think this game seven really in many ways is all about LeBron. He's the best player on the floor. If LeBron steps up the way he has in game five and games five and six, the Cavaliers will win. If he comes up a little bit small and he doesn't impose his will and put his stamp on game seven, it'll probably be the Golden State Warriors with some of their contributors who end up winning this basketball game. I mean, we're going to have a lot to see, but I certainly like the way this points for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Momentum is all in their corner. Health is all in their corner. Confidence has to be all in their corner because they've now adjusted to what the Golden State Warriors do, and the Cavaliers don't have any major adjustments to make for Game 7, while the Golden State Warriors have all kinds of adjustments and all kinds of things that they have to figure out while dealing with diminished health and their backs for the first time in a while in this series being up against the wall. So I don't really like the Warriors' chances at all here.
Oh, no. Look, I picked Cleveland. I'm sticking with Cleveland, same as you. But the reason why I say Draymond Green is a lot of what we talked about in this past game. And it's the fact that he was not able to do what he does on defense and get into LeBron's grill a little bit and slow him down somewhat and make it a situation where he's got to pay a price physically. So at the end of the game, maybe he's not as efficient as LeBron would like to be. Green has not done what Green needs to do. Now, you know, a lot of that had to do with the guy on the other side of the court that was making him pay on the offensive end and the defensive end. And if they get that kind of performance again out of the center position, well, then he's not going to be able to help out on LeBron. But I think you would agree with me. Curry's going to be Curry more than likely. Thompson is going to be Thompson. LeBron's going to try to dominate the game. Kyrie Irving has stepped up in a big way. Let's see whether or not Draymond Green puts his stamp, as he did in the regular season, on this playoff game. I don't know if he's capable of doing it right now.
I'm not even convinced that Steph's going to be Steph. He hasn't been Steph all series long. We'll talk more Game 7 NBA Finals right after this.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn.
When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're finishing up our thoughts on the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State. And Joe, the reason why I threw that out there, the fact that I believe great players will be great players in key situations. And you're right, Steph has not performed up to expectations thus far. But I think in a Game 7 situation, you're going to get the best of what he has left. I think you will get that out of LeBron. I think you'll get it out of Clay. I think you'll get it out of Kyrie, which is why I think the other players that we have been talking about, that comes into that key moment as to whether or not you get the best out of them in the pressure situation or not. And I'll let you run on your last thought with that. And then I guess we have to talk about Steph's wife and the fact that she seems to believe the NBA is rigged.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. And as time permits, we'll try and get to a little U.S. Open golf, maybe a check of the leaderboard. I previewed it yesterday with Peter Jacobson, and we didn't have much activity as they barely have completed round one due to weather over there up at Oakmont. So, that said, to me, again, I don't know how many ways I can say this. At this point, this series hinges on LeBron. And LeBron being LeBron, because he's the most dominant player and the best player in the game and the best player in this series on both ends of the court. And if he gets a running mate, be it Kyrie, be it Tristan Thompson, perhaps both, Cavaliers will win this game. I mean, just to show you the level of dominance, and I wonder if you saw this one. This, I think, is literally amazing. And to me, it shows you why, despite what everybody says and all the critics and all the haters, LeBron's the best player in the game. You know, the stage is as big as it can be. It's the NBA Finals. Well, check out these numbers. Points in the NBA in this NBA Finals, 181. Finals rank, first amongst players on both teams. Yeah. Rebounds, 68. Tied for first amongst players on both teams. Assists, 51. First amongst players on both teams. Blocks, 13. First amongst players on both teams. Steals, 16. First amongst players on both teams. And just to put these numbers into further perspective, over the course of a per-game average, 41 minutes a night, 30 points, 11.3 rebounds, 8.5 assists, 2.2 blocks, 51.4% from the field. So for those reasons, he's brought them back from the brink of elimination when they were down 3-1 to knot this at 3 and take this series by the throat. And he leads everybody in everything. And he's better and more consistent in the clutch than all these other guys. The Cavaliers have the best player on the floor. And the guy that's brought it night in, night out throughout this series, I think he's the guy that wills them the victory. I don't see anybody else on either end of the court who on either team other than LeBron, who truly on a night-in, night-out basis has been able to will their team to victory. And I think that's the difference, coupled with all the other things that point the Cavaliers' direction.
So we're going to find out.
We sure are. Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's Game 7. It's on ABC, and it's at the Oracle in Oakland as the Warriors will host the Cavaliers. Now, you wanted to get to Ayesha Curry, and we talked about this on Wednesday. You know, the fact that there's never a time where these significant others of these professional athletes go on social media and it has this great benefit to their husband, you know, or their significant other. There's no benefit. All it is a liability. And, you know, I don't know that I necessarily think that pro athletes need to ban their ladies from social media, because I think you made a great point. Yeah. Talked about it all the time. Nobody tells their significant other what to do. I'm banning you. Oh, okay, well, then I'll do it twice as hard. So with that being said, what I think they do need to do, these professional athletes, say, listen, honey, I'm not going to stop you from having a Snapchat or an Instagram or a Twitter account, but keep it out of my professional life. Don't comment on my games. Don't comment on my team. Don't comment on the league. Don't comment on my teammates. Don't comment on management. It's going to bring angst and suras to me, and it can't benefit us in any way. And if I'm a guy like Steph Curry, and I understand, you know, Brent Grimes and Steph Curry is like comparing ice cream to horse flop. You know, they're different animals. But there's no benefit that can be derived by these ladies coming out on social media and saying the ridiculous things that they do. Mm-hmm. It can only cause grief, aggravation, and get the deck stacked against you. Just ask Brent Grimes, you know, who ended up losing his job with the Miami Dolphins because they couldn't deal with his wife anymore, and he wasn't such an out-of-this-world talent that they were willing to deal with his wife. Look at Chris Benson and all the trouble Anna Benson caused him, where eventually he ended up having to leave the Mets because they couldn't deal with her. So I think we're getting to the point with the continued tweeting from Ayesha Curry that it's time that she just shut the hell up and she stopped talking about the basketball, the NBA, the Golden State Warriors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or anything to do with Steph Curry's work on her social media platforms.
Well, you know, there's no question about it. And everything you said is valid. We talked about it. You're not going to be able to tell your spouse to shut up, but let's keep it out of the workplace. But there were things that went on yesterday. I mean, when she put that tweet out there, 84,000 people shared it before it got pulled back. Then she said it was in the heat of the moment because the call was uncalled for.
What do you always say? Don't push the button.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then the other aspect of it, too, which was a little bit of an underreported story, was that her father had some issues at the Quicken Loans Arena yesterday where somebody questioned his credentials. He reacted badly to it. Evidently, the person questioning reacted badly to it. She took it as racial profiling and was very emotional about it. They threatened him with arrest. And as she said, it was a very long night for me. I apologize. But the reality is, once you say something and once you put it out there, it's out there for life. There's no getting it back. And today's world, it's just a different world. And they need to be aware of it. They need to think before they speak. And not all of them do. I'm not going to heavy hand her, as it were. She was speaking from the heart. And we don't know exactly what went on with her father. But evidently, it was an emotional thing. She put it out there. But it did cause an uncomfortable moment for the NBA, for her husband, and for the Warriors. So think before you push the button.
I am going to heavy hand her. I get everything that you said about what she was dealing with her father and everything else. I get it. It's heavy stuff. But here's the realities. Stop using social media as this pulpit to have your say about your husband's work. It doesn't belong. You're not going to do Steph Curry any favors. You think all of a sudden because Ayesha Curry's on Twitter and on social media, you think Steph's going to get the benefit of calls in Game 7? I don't think so. I don't think she's doing him any favors. And for all of us that have heard these horror stories with some of these dumb young kids who are now all over social media, and you just saw it many ways happen with Larry Tunsil. When you are about to be hired for a job, and this is outside of the world of sports, this is anywhere. Oh, I got the job locked up. The interview went great. They said they're starting the background checks. Well, it used to be back in the day they did a drug test and they went and checked your criminal background. They were done. There was nothing else they could do. Now they do all of that, but in addition, they find all your social media accounts and they see what you're doing on there. And if there's things they don't like on there, you end up not getting the job after all. I'm not saying anything Ayesha Curry is going to do is going to cost Steph Curry his job. Well, at least not at this point. He is one of the two or three best players in all the NBA right now. So she could say anything on her social media, and the Golden State Warriors are not going to release her, trade him or anything else. But the realities are,
You're not going to curry him any favor with the league. You're not doing him any favor. It's not like the gamesmanship that Steve Kerr uses in a post-game press conference to get Steph Curry calls in Game 7. This stuff always backfires. Like I said, ask Brett Grimes. It backfired. He lost his job. Ask Chris Benson. All they wanted their significant others to do was shut up.
Yeah.
To get him to shut up and stay out of my work. You want to tweet about shoes and handbags, whatever else you're into, whatever causes excite you, fine. Stay out of my work. You're killing me. You're making my job impossible. You're going to cost me money. And in some cases, you're going to cost me employment. So these spouses need to just stay out of the work, and they need to think before they speak.
Yeah, but unfortunately, as you're fond of saying, the reality is they don't. So, you know, the think before we speak remark, I think, comes into play more than commenting, because they're going to continue to do it. It's just the world we live in.
Well, I got to blame this on the athletes, not the spouses. Lay down the law. And I'm not one of these guys. I'm a guy. My girl does what she tells me. I never dated a girl that did what I told them to do. The more I told them, the more they didn't. I'm not saying that. But I put this on the athletes. Hey, listen. What I do affords us this great life that we have. You need to be quiet, or you're going to cost us this great life that we have. Stop it. Sometimes you got to put your foot down. We've all been there. Sometimes you have to put your foot down. You pick your battles. You're not going to win them all. This is one you got to pick and one you got to win.
Well, don't forget, too, my friend, this is the exception rather than the rule. The great majority of the spouses and significant others of athletes do temper their remarks. It's the ones that don't that stands out.
Well, again, I'll leave it where I left it. I there's nothing more I can add. I don't want to go around in circles. I said what I had to say, and I'll stand by it.
Yep. Let's talk some golf.
Go ahead.
Rough first day.
A lot of rain. Not much golf.
As much as it was.
A lot of rain. It's a rough first day. Yeah, a lot of rain. Not much golf.
Yeah, but they are underway, and they're finally getting the first round up. Landry on top of
the lead. I think the first round's finished, but they're already into the second round now.
No. A couple of them are still going.
You sure?
It leaves according to the leaderboard.
Well, leaderboard would be correct.
No, I mean, with as little golf as was played yesterday, I don't see how the round could be complete, but there's a couple of guys. They said Lefty just got out there. So evidently there's still a lot of first round to be played, and then it'll double up with the second round later in the day.
Yeah, you're right. It sure looks like it. Yeah, there's a lot of guys who are pretty early in their first round. You're correct. Round one has resumed. It's not completed. So they'll be doubling up. They're probably not going to be able to get all the way through round two. It'll take clean weather today and tomorrow, and by the end of Saturday, they'll be through round three and all caught up.
Yep.
All right.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
I figured that'll be the case. I think the intrigue here, Oakmont's a very tough course.
Yep.
U.S. Opens at Oakmont don't score particularly well. I think with the rain they had, I have a feeling this course will score a lot better, because those greens, which were lightning quick, will slow down a lot. So I think we'll see over the next couple of days, now that the weather has probably curtailed the speed of these greens, I think you'll see some better scores. Wind today is going to be a factor, however.
Yep, it certainly will be.
We'll tie a bow around this Friday edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sidney Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And at Joe Spano 56, like I said, he's got a poll up there if you want to check it out on whether or not LeBron James is the greatest player ever. Please go check that out. And of course at Bob Black 71, if you care to comment to me, but, we want to thank Kevin Millar for coming on board and talking some baseball. Obviously the majority of the show was spent on Cleveland Cavaliers, Golden State. Both Joe and I like Cleveland coming in. We're sticking by our picks, obviously, but I do think that Draymond Green's going to be the key player in this game. Joe thinks it's going to be LeBron. I just think that great players always perform up, or 99% of the time will perform up to the level of expectations. Every once in a while, they have a clunker. But sometimes that key role player last year for Golden State, it was Iguodala. And you know, he ended up being the MVP of the series, and nobody expected that when the series started. I think how Draymond Green performs on Sunday is going to go a long way in determining whether or not Golden State ends up winning a championship or becoming a footnote in NBA history. So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on it. And, you know, again, we'll be talking about it on Monday. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Baseball continues to unfold. Oakmont going on as the first round just rolls along slowly. But we'll see how that plays out as well. The U.S. Open, always fun to talk about. And, of course, talking to you is always the thing that we like best. So we appreciate you coming on board today. As we said, send your tweets to us, any phone calls. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye now.